Hallelujah, we give thanks to the Lord that God has taken care of us very well.
非常感谢主耶稣的带领，小弟这一次能够很平安顺利，到我们温哥华教会来。
Also thanks to the guidance of the Lord that I can come to Vancouver Church peacefully.
这次按照我们联总的安排，是来跟我们三位海外班的神学生一起学习，同时也借这个机会跟我们温哥华教会的这个神训班来学习。
This time I was sent by the General Assembly in Taiwan, to come here and assist, in the train the pastor trainees and also for mutual learnings.
愿主耶稣带领我们这一次的这个圣工。
May the Lord guide us through this holy work.
愿主耶稣祝福我们，弟兄姐妹。
And may the Lord bless each and every one of you.
让我们在灵性上能够日日长进。
So that our spirituality may grow each day.
今天早上跟大家来学习雅各信仰的根基。
And this morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the foundation of Jacob's faith.
我们从圣经里头会了解到雅各。他几乎是以后成为选民的代表。
From the Bible, we know that Jacob later on becomes the representatives of the chosen.
神拣选以色列人。
God has chosen Israelites.
从亚伯拉罕开始。
It all started from Jacob.
然后就是以撒。
And then from Esau.
到最后就是雅各。
And then to Jacob.
到雅各才确立了选民。
Only from Jacob that the Israelites has been chosen.
也可以说到雅各的时候选民才真正的诞生。
That is to say that the chosen people of God was only established at the time of Jacob.
所以以后我们从圣经看雅各家以色列家就是代表的神的选民。
Therefore, when we're referring to the house of Jacob or house of Israel, it's the chosen people of God.
所以我们会看到选民的这个信仰是怎么样建立起来。
And also we could see how their faith were established.
从雅各信仰的根基的建立。
And from the foundations of the Jacob's faith.
我们可以很清楚了解。
And we can clearly understand that
选民信仰的根基是怎么建立起来
and how the foundations of chosen people are built
也让我们知道今天呢我们新约的信徒要怎么样去建立我们信仰的根基
and also as a Christian in the New Testament era how are we supposed to establish our faith
因为信仰的根基稳固之后
because once our foundation is rooted
我们才能够追求长进以至于到完全
then we could pursue our growth in spirituality.
如果根基不稳
if our foundation is not rooted,
那么随时都会发生危险
there could be problems occur at times.
这种信仰是没有保障的
and this kind of faith is not secure.
所以我们需要有很稳固、坚定不移的信仰的根基
Therefore, we must have a stable and firm rooted faith.
那我们要从雅各信仰的根基的建立来学习
So we have to learn from the foundations of the faith of Jacob.
雅各信仰的根基建立分三个阶段。
And the foundation of Jacob's faith can be divided into three parts.
第一个阶段是神的启示。
And the first one is the revelation of God.
这个是在他睡觉的时候，神向他显现。
That is while he was dreaming, he saw a vision.
就是梦见天梯。
That is, he saw in a dream a heavenly ladder.
然后他醒来的时候
，and then when he would wake,
他明白神的真理
，and he understood the will of God.
明白神的意思
，and also understand the will of God.
神在他梦中的时候向他启示的
，in his dream, God has gave him such a revelation.
当他醒来的时候，他明白
，when he woke up, he understood.
明白之后早上起来
and after he has understood it,
他就建立神的殿
and he established the house of God,
成为他信仰的根基
and that becomes the foundation of his faith,
开始他的信仰的生活
and that begins his life of faith.
从此以后
And from then on,
我们就从圣经里头一直到雅各离世。
From the Bible that we know that from that time until Jacob passed away,
很清楚地看到雅各的信仰。
We clearly see the faith of Jacob.
所以他虽然他经历了许许多多的这些患难困苦，甚至于说死荫的幽谷。
Even though he has walked through the valley of death and also passed through many tribulations,
但是我们会发现神是他的牧者。
But we could discover that God is indeed his shepherd.
我们可以看到诗篇二十三篇所描写的。
And we could actually feel what is written in Psalm chapter 23.
正是雅各一生的写照。
That is the best reflection of the life of Jacob.
所以当他要离世之前。
So that while when he was he passed away,
为他的子孙祝福。
He before he passed away, he blessed his children.
在祝福之先呢，向他们声明。
And before he blessed them, he told them.
他所侍奉的神。
Told them about the God that he served.
亚伯拉罕的神。
It is the God of Abraham.
以撒的神。
It's the God of Esau.
也就是一生牧养他的神。
And it is also the God who has pastored him throughout his life.
从此让我们知道。
So that from then we know.
雅各所建立信仰的根基。
So we know that the foundation of Jacob's faith.
耶和华是我的牧者。
That God is my shepherd.
那么这个也成为以色列人信仰的根基。
And that has also become the foundation of Israelite faith.
所以雅各全家就是以色列全家。
Therefore, the whole family of Jacob is the entire family of Israelites.
下到埃及之后。
And until the time when they went to Israelite.
就是成为一个整个的选民的信仰的起点。
Oh, excuse me, when they went to Egypt, that is the starting point of their faith.
好，那么雅各全家在埃及的这个生活。
And their whole family lived in Egypt.
这个要进入信仰的一个预备。
And their life has entered into the preparation of faith.
如果没有进入在埃及，就不会有一个信仰的开始。
If we have never entered into the land of Egypt, we'll never have a beginning of our faith.
他们不认识这一位神。
And then they didn't know God.
所以以色列全家会认识神。
Therefore, the house of Israelites come to know God.
因为在埃及受苦。
It is because they suffer in the land of Egypt.
才开始向神呼求。
And then they begin to cry for God.
神就来拯救他们。
And God then saved them.
在这个是信仰的第一个阶段。
And this is the first stage of their faith.
神向他们显出他的大能。
And God has manifested his great power.
所以神借着选召摩西。
So that God has chosen Moses.
让他看到异象。
So that Moses was able to see dreams.
选召摩西回到埃及。
So that Moses returned to the land of Egypt.
借着十大神迹啊，向以色列人显现。
Through the ten miracles and wonders that shown to the people.
让他们认识这一位亚伯拉罕的神。
To let them understand the God of Abraham.
然后带他们出埃及。
So that to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
出埃及之后，在旷野就借着摩西，在山上啊，领受神的律法。
Once they came out of the land of Egypt, went into the wilderness, they received the law of God.
这个旷野的阶段呢，就是领受律法。
In the process of their stay in the wilderness, they received God's law.
第二阶段像雅各醒来了一样。
That is the second stage, just likened to when Jacob woke up from the dream.
明白神的真理。
And he understood the will of God.
旷野之后呢，就进入迦南地。
And then they enter into the land of Canaan.
进入迦南地到圣殿的建立。
And after they enter into the land of Canaan, they established the holy temple.
神的国建立起来。
And the heavenly kingdom was established.
天下太平。
At that time, there was peace in the world.
所罗门平安的王把神的殿建立起来。
And a king of peace, which is king of Solomon, that established the home of God.
选民的信仰才真正的确立。
And that was the time when the faith of the people actually established.
所以从此呢，以色列人信仰的根基、信仰的一个中心就建立起来。
And that was the time when their foundation was actually founded.
不管他们分散在世界哪一个地方,
does not matter where their people have scattered.
神的殿就是他们信仰的根基。
The Holy Temple of God is their foundation of faith.
一直到今天,
until today,
还是一样的,
it is the same.
永不改变,
it never changed.
但是这一些啊, 只是一个影子,
but this one is only a shadow.
真正的实体是,
the actual body was formed in the New Testament.
真正神的殿是基督的身体。
The actual temple of God is the body of Christ.
所以那个属物质的殿已经成为过去。
So that the physical temple is only of the past.
不可能再出现。
It will never appear again.
因为那已经过去了。
Because that has already passed.
真正信仰的根基,
the true foundation of faith.
是耶稣基督。
It is Christ Jesus.
这个就是我们今天呢, 啊, 信仰的。
And this is what the everlasting faith that we have.
那从这个, 啊, 整个选民的, 雅各的这种信仰的根基的建立,
so we talk about the foundation of how foundation of the faith of Jacob, how it was established.
可以很清楚看到我们今天要怎么样建立我们真正的永不改变的, 啊, 信仰的根基。
So we could truly understand how we can establish such kind of faith that is unchangeable.
第一个阶段呢, 就是, 啊, 神的启示。
The first is
啊, 神的启示, 神向我们显现。
Excuse me, is first of all, the first stage is the revelation of God.
因为信仰是从神来的。
Because the faith is from God.
这个才是真的信仰。
And that is the true faith.
是神向我们显现。
It is the revelation of God to us.
神来向我们启示,
and the revelation of God to
我们才,
every one of us.
啊, 有真正从神来的信仰,
so that we can truly gain faith from Him.
不是人去找到神,
not man who seek God Himself.
哎, 那是从人来的,
and that is from God.
世上有两种信仰,
in this world, there are two kinds of faith.
一种信仰是从神来的,
one of which is from God. That is, God has come to us himself. And the other kind is man who see God himself. And we have to differentiate it. And we notice that many people in this world are pursuing their own beliefs. The true belief that comes from God. And that was first appeared to us by God. This is one very important understanding. And the rest is, of the beliefs are mostly founded by man. And those faith are of the world. Those are of man.
那今天呢，我们真正的信仰
，So today the true faith，
真正合乎啊这本圣经所启示我们的信仰
，That is accordance with the revelation of this Bible，
就是啊我们今天属灵的真教会
，That is the true church that we believe in，
这是以色列人真的信仰
，And that is also the true faith of Israelites。
那所以我们从雅各的信仰根基的建立三个阶段来了解。
So we would like to understand the three stages of his growth of his faith. Please turn to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Verse 10 to 15. So here is about the dream that God has given to Jacob.
雅各以前在这个之前，虽然他也在父亲的带领下在敬拜神。
Even though Jacob, under his father's guidance, he was he was worshiping God too.
但是他还不知道啊，他自己的神在哪里。
But he at that time still did not know where God really are.
那么从第十节开始，我们看到雅各。
So from verse 10 onwards, we could see that he left his parents.
这个时候，他要开始自己人生的旅程。
And he began his the life of his own.
就在这第一天。
And on that very first day,
神就向他显现,
God revealed to him.
这是雅各人生的起头。
That is the beginning of the life of Jacob.
好, 那天晚上他睡觉的时候, 神就向他显现。
At that night, God appeared to him in dreams.
好, 在第, 12节说,
And on verse 12 it says,
他睡觉的时候就梦见一个梯子。
So he had a dream in which he saw a stairway.
立在地上啊, 梯子的头顶着天。
And resting on the earth with its top reaching to heaven.
有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
那么神就在梯子上面向他说话。
And so God, Lord said to him on it.
这个是, 他在梦中所看见的。
So all these are seen by him in his dreams.
我们知道我们睡觉的时候, 我们人是没有感觉的。
We know while we're sleeping, we have no feeling.
我们理性是休息的。
Our rationale is actually resting.
为什么能够看见梯子?
But how can we see the ladder physically?
不是眼睛看见。
It's not seen out of your eyes.
为什么能听到神的声音?
How can you hear the voice of God?
不是这个耳朵听见的。
It is not out of your physical ears.
不是眼睛看到, 不是耳朵听见的。
It is not the ears and ears that you hear, not the eyes that you see.
那是从哪里来的?
But where did it come from?
这是从灵里头来的。
That is from the Spirit.
一切的启示,
All revelations
只有通过灵才可能。
Can only come through spirit.
为什么那些动物不能够, 看见神的启示?
Why can't those animals see the revelations of God?
因为他没有灵。
Because they do not have spirit.
我们从来没有看到说动物啊, 得到神的启示。
We never heard of animals receiving revelation of God.
是不可能的。
That is impossible.
因为他没有灵。
Because they do not have spirit.
那我们人就是因为我们有神的灵。
But because human do bear this spirit of God.
人造人的时候呢, 不但是按照动物的这种, 原则, 造我们人的身体。
So not only God made all humans under the principles of animal.
很重要就是他吹一口气, 在我鼻孔里面。
But the most important of all is breathing. Breathing to our nostril.
这一口气就是我们人的灵。
And that breath is the spirit of man.
所以这个灵是跟神接触的。
And this spirit is supposed to contact with God.
如果没有这一口气,
And if we do not have such, such breath,
我们可能就是高等动物了,
And we could be just one of the senior animals.
神造动物的时候,
When God made all animals,
用土造,
And he made it with soil,
那么所造的这些活物, 这些都是活物,
And all these are living things that he has created.
圣经上说, 用土造的。
And the Bible says he made all of these with dust.
那这个人开始也是用土造的一个活物。
And human are also made out of dust.
不是一个土人啊, 不是的。
And it is not a clay man.
是一个活物啊。
It is a living thing.
它跟其他动物一样, 还是会跑会跳的。
Just like animals that it could move.
但是呢, 很重要神对这个活物再吹一口气。
But the most important of all is God breathe in.
啊, 这一口气啊, 才是我们人, 真正的人。
And that breath has made us a man.
进到神开始用土所造的这个活物里面。
So he has entered into this living thing.
就成为亚当, 就人了。
And that becomes Adam.
好, 那么其他那些活物啊, 就, 神就带到亚当的面前, 让他看。
And all other animals that he has created, he brought before Adam.
那些活物是比人先造的。
And those animals were made before man was made.
人这个活物啊, 是最后的, 所有的活物当中最后才造的。
Human are the last we made.
啊, 但是呢, 最后就是吸一口气进入到这个人这个活物里头来。
But the most important of all is the breath that was in the man.
就成为真正的人了。
And that becomes the real human.
好, 还没有吹气, 只是可能像人的, 啊, 今天人这个样式的一个活物。
But if God did not breathe into us, then we could be just like a human-like person.
我们可以给他取一个名字叫高等的, 像星星啊,
And we could just call ourselves as gorillas. And we could not talk. And we might not be able to think. But because the breath has entered into the body. But it made a difference. So once if the animals taken the breath of God, it will be just like us too.
如果说神认为说今天的人是这么坏, 我现在另外的把交一个星星来把它吹过去，这个星星变成比我们更高等的、更厉害的。And
if God were to breathe in one of the gorillas, then it might become someone better than us.
因为你们已经学过了这个灵界的辩证。
Because we have learned how to discern the spirits.
灵界的辩证，第一个就要认识这个灵，人是怎么来。
So the first step of discerning spirits is to understand how human spirit came from.
今天看到说雅各是睡觉的时候，神向他显现。
So while Jacob was sleeping, God revealed to him.
这个就要让我们知道。
So this is to let us know
人是完全没有感觉的。
That human has no feeling.
信仰是从神来的，100%。
And the faith that comes from God, 100%.
这一点呢，一定要清楚才可以。
And we have to know that clearly.
不然的话，人的信仰常常会走错路。
Otherwise, the faith of man will always deteriorate.
以为人能做什么？
And we always thought that we could do something.
我们记得主耶稣曾对他的门徒说。
We remember that what Jesus said to his disciples.
不是你们拣选我。
Not that you have chosen me.
千万不要弄错了。
But you should never make such a mistake.
是我拣选你们。
It is I who chose you.
是100%的。
That's 100% sure.
今天我们要这个认定。
We must have this kind of recognition.
我们信仰的一个开始。
And that's the beginning of our faith.
是完全没有自觉的。
It has totally no feeling.
是100%神来向我们显明他自己。
It's 100% sure that God has revealed to us.
是完全从神的启示来的。
It is totally from God.
我们才有真正的信仰。
So that we could actually have the true faith.
一定要认识的。
That we must truly understand.
好，那么雅各睡觉的时候，就神以什么样的方式向他显现呢？
So how did God reveal to him in dreams to Jacob?
这是我们第二要去了解的。That is
the second thing that we should understand.
神一定会用 最完全的方式向我们显现。
God will definitely reveal to us in a perfect way.
神做事情不会做一半，就是三分之一的，不会的。
God will not stop his task. He will complete the task at one time. So we must understand that.
所以神向我们每一个人显现都是完全的。
So that when God revealed to us, it will be a perfect one.
没有打折扣的。
There's no imperfection to it.
从整个来讲。
So if we're to look at the whole
神今天呢向我们人显现，
so today when God revealed to us,
非常完整的就是本圣经，
and it is the Bible itself that is perfect.
一个字不减少，
that is not a word that is less.
一个字也不能增加，
that is not a word that has been added.
就是这一本圣经，
that is the Bible.
最完全的，
that is the most perfect.
已经在这个时代完完全全交给我们。
It is It is passed down to us in our age.
在这个末世呢，神的完全的启示已经都给我们了。And
at this end time, the revelation of God has already given to all of us.
那因此呢，今天我们在末世的这些人呢，要建立自己的信仰。Therefore,
in the end time, we must all the more establish our faith.
这是神这一本完全的启示。
That is the revelation of God, this Bible.
那么当时神向雅各所显现的，
So at that time, the revelations to Jacob,
就是借着天梯，
That is to, he has saw a stairway,
向他显明，
And he saw it.
那今天神向我们每一个人的显现，
So the revelation of God to us today,
也是一样的，
It will be just like it.
不但有这一本圣经，
Not only that we have this Bible, God will also appear to us individually.
比如说亚伯拉罕,
For example, like Abraham, the way God appeared to him was different. And how about Esau? It was different from that of Abraham.
神都会按照个人,
So God will use different means to reveal to different people.
今天我们有些人是 我们开始信仰的动机。
动机。
哎，信仰的一个开始。
So this is the beginning of our faith.
每个人的开始不一样。
So the beginning of everyone's faith is different.
很多人从神迹来的。
Many people they begin from seeing miracles and wonders.
那神迹也不一样。
And miracles of each individual is different too.
所以有些神是借着神迹向他显现。
So some people have been revealed by God through miracles and wonders.
好，那么神迹的各种神迹也是因人而异。
And all these miracles and wonders experienced by different people are different.
方式虽然不同。
And even though the means are different,
意义是相同。
But their meaning are of one.
神迹的目的在哪里？
So what is the purpose of all?
要我们认识神。
It is to understand God.
啊，有些人是体验圣灵。
So some people experience through Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is one kind of miracle too.
所以说，神向我们每个人显现。
Therefore, God revealed to each every one of us.
啊，按照个人不同的方式。
So through different kind of means.
有些人也会做异梦。
Some people saw a vision.
有些人会看异象。
Some people saw dreams.
啊，那么这一些都是属于一个开始。
So all these are consider as beginnings.
用各种不同的方式将万民要带到神的面前来。
So using different kind of means to bring all these people before God.
那个目的啊，就是第二段。
The only purpose is what we are about to talk about.
The 这一些都是神主动的。
All these are started with God.
然后呢，人就要去明白神的旨意。
So we must first of all understand the will of God.
很重要，就是醒来的时候。
And most important of all is when we awake.
看，在梦里头，神用各种不同方式向人显现，那都是一个开始。
When God trying different means to reveal to a person, and that is the beginning of God.
哎，那都是朝向一个目标。
And that has a purpose to it.
人希望神呢，要人离开神的万民呢，再到他的面前来。
And God would want each individual to leave the rest of the people to come before Him.
所以不同的方式向个人显现。
So therefore, there are different kind of methods to reveal to you.
圣经上说的选召我们。
The Bible says to choose us.
来招呼我们。
To call us.
好，神招呼每一个人，因为每一个人都有不同的名字。
So God calls different people to their different names.
所以叫这个人的声音跟叫那个人是不一样的。
So, the voice of calling this person is different from calling that one.
所以神向我们显现就是招呼我们，选召我们来。
So the appearance of God is to call us.
当在叫别人的时候，我听不到。
So when God's calling someone else, I just can't hear.
在那么多很多人当中来，突然间有一个声音。叫我们的名字，我们听得很清楚。
Out of so many people, we are the one that have been called, and we could hear it so clearly.
很大声一直在喊别人的名字，我听不到。
And maybe he was calling someone else's name so loudly, but I just can't hear it.
所以神从万民当中啊，就呼喊我们，呼叫我们，我们听到，我们就来了。
So God, out of so many people, call us, and I could hear it.
这个就是神的选召。
And that is so-called the calling of God.
神从万民当中选召我们。
So God has called us out of so many people.
感谢神。
We thank the grace of God.
我们都听见了。
We all heard it.
像雅各在梦中一样。
Just like Jacob in his dream.
他虽然睡觉，他看见了。
Even though he was sleeping, but he saw it.
他听见了。
He heard it.
这个是第一个阶段。
And that was the first stage.
那么很重要，就醒来的时候。
And the most important is when he woke up.
我们知道雅各醒来的时候，他的梦没了。
When Jacob woke up, the dream has gone.
梯子看不到了。
And the stairway was no longer there.
声音也听不到了。
And the voice was no longer there.
神的使者看不到了。
And the angels of God was no longer there.
那这个时候什么都空空了。
So at that time, nothing was left.
如果是这样子。
So if that is the case,
雅各就不会有信仰。
Jacob will not have any faith gain.
他顶多啊，会有一个期望。
At the most, he will just have such a hope.
当我晚上睡觉的时候。
At night, when I sleep.
能够再看见。
Oh, I wish that I could see again.
能够再听见。
So that I wish I could hear again.
那该多好啊。
And that will be wonderful.
唯一的就是这个盼望。
So that is the hope that he has.
但是这个盼望能实现吗？
But can that kind of hope be realized?
可能天天晚上都看见吗?
And maybe every night, can you hear it every night and see it every night? We know that is impossible. Because that is the only one time.
所以我们人的信仰呢，一定不可以停留在第一个阶段。
Therefore, our faith must not only stagnate at the first stage.
好像我们开始，我们是由神迹体验到神迹而来开始的。
For example, when we first start off by come to believe in God because we saw miracles and wonders.
信仰不能停留在神迹这个阶段。
And we cannot be stagnant at the stage of seeing miracles and wonders.
常常听到一些人说。
We often hear people say this.
我刚信的时候，哇，祷告真灵验呐。
When I first believe in the Lord, anything that I pray for is just come true.
哇，那个时候生病，祷告一下就好了。
And when I was sick at that time, when I pray, I just get healed so easily.
啊，现在不一样。
But how come it's so different now?
生病祷告了半天都没有反应。
And when I am sick right now, I'm trying to pray for such a long time. Dream.
这种信仰是闭着眼睛的。
And this kind of dream is believing with eyes closed.
有些人说，哇，我刚受圣灵的时候很喜乐。
Many people said that, oh, when I first received the Holy Spirit, I was so joyful.
现在圣灵都不充满了。
Now I'm not filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是刚刚受圣灵那个时候，哇，那个最充满，那个是最好。
And I always recall that when I first received the Holy Spirit, I was so filled with joy with it.
这种信仰也是睡觉的。So
this kind of faith is also sleeping.
很可惜，很多人这样的信仰。So
it's to a pity that many people are of this kind of faith.
一直想要睡觉的时候，一直想要做梦。So
many people still dream hoping for such a dream.
不愿意醒过来。They
didn't want to wake up from their dreams.
因为醒过来，一切梦里都空了。Because
when they are awake, all dreams will disappear.
这种信仰是没有根基的。And
all that kind of faith is not doesn't have a foundation.
当人醒了的时候，不要期望再看梦。Therefore,
when you awake, you should not hope for that kind of dream again.
记得小时候他做梦啊，梦见说，哎呀，在一条河里头抓了好多的鱼，好高兴，高兴的醒过来了。And
I could recall one of the dreams that I had when I was young, that I dreamt about catching so many fish in a river.
哇，醒过来，没有。
And when I wake up, well, there was no fish at all.
很失望的。
I was very disappointed.
赶快要再睡觉，赶快开始要。
And I quickly tried to sleep again if I can return to that river.
没有一次成功的。
Not even once that I succeeded.
小时候这种经验很多。
And I had many of this experience when I was young.
赶快再睡觉，能够进到刚才那个梦里头去。
I always tried to get back to my sleep, to get back to where I was in the dream.
但你没有一次成功。
But there was not even once that I succeeded.
所以今天呢，我们要了解。
Therefore, today we must truly understand that.
啊，雅各梦里所看见的。
So the dreams that Jacob has saw.
对，这个是。 神在灵里头向我们的显现。
That was the Spirit of God that revealed to us through dreams.
这个是一个要带领我们到神的面前来。
All that is to lead us before God.
要来开始建立我们自己的信仰。
All that is to establish our faith.
所以雅各睡醒之后。
So after Jacob has awakened.
他不是想要赶快再回到梦里头去看。
And he did not hope to get back to his dream again. He understands the true meaning of the dreams that have been shown to him. He truly understands. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 28.
16节,
verse
16.
Verse 16, when Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it.
就惧怕说,这地方何等可畏,这不是别的乃是神的殿,也是天的门。
17, he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.
他完全明白了,神向他显现。
So he truly understood there was the revelation of God.
他说神真在这里,他知道了。
Because he knows that God is actually here.
第一个就是要知道神在哪里。
First of all, we must know where God is.
这个要成为信仰的一个根基啊。
Because that will become the foundation of your faith.
所以确定神在哪里。
Therefore, we must first recognize where God is.
以前他不知道啊。
Before that, he didn't know.
那这个信仰是在空中飘呀。And
your faith just drifting in the air.
那我们的信仰不可能建立在天上的啊。
But our faith cannot establish in heaven.
因为我们人是生活在地上啊。
Because human dwells in the earth.
我们不能够脚朝上去飞天的，不可能的啦。And
we cannot fly to the skies with our legs facing upwards.
人要脚踏实地啊，在这个上面呢，太空人你看他是飘的啦，太空人啊。We
must be pragmatic that our faith will not drift around like in the air.
它没有上下东西南北之分啊，没有啊。So
it doesn't have a sense of directions.
哎，所以现在我们看太空人在上面看这样。
So therefore, when we see astronauts drifting in the space,
他有什么根基吗? 他没有根基的啦。
And they do not have a ground to stand on.
但是你一到地上来就有了, 东西南北上下都分得很清楚。
But when you land on the earth, you could understand that you stand on the ground with both feet.
一点都不会含糊的。
Nothing that you can be unclear of.
你一方向错了, 你就走错了。
If you walk on a wrong direction, then you are misdirected.
颠倒的话, 那你就倒下来了。
And if you miss a step, then you could fall.
所以人在地上的生活是实实在在的, 一点都不会含糊的。
Therefore, while we living on this earth, we must be pragmatic.
你看这个梯子是立在地上,顶着天。
Because our foot is standing on the ground and our heads are facing heaven.
我们有一句话说,一个人在世上就是顶天立地。
We often have a saying that once we live in this world,
顶天立地就是这个人,真正的人就顶天立地。
We confront the earth, we confront the heaven.
所以一个人,堂堂正正的人就顶天立地。
Therefore, a person who's of righteousness, who could confront the earth and confront
heaven.
Metaphorically, and Jacob was just like that.
这个是谁?
And what was this person?
就是一个真正的人。That
is a true person.
那个真人就是耶稣基督啊。This
true person was referring to Jesus.
只有一个。
There was only one.
就顶天立地的人。
The one who can confront the earth and confront the
heaven. 约翰福音
Please turn to John chapter
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3
为什么雅各醒来的时候会这么说
So why did Jacob say that when he woke up from dream?
因为他明白那个天梯到底是什么回事
Because he understood what the stairway stand for
我们看到约翰福音第三章
Please turn to John chapter 3
13节
Verse 13
第三章13节
Chapter 3, verse
13.
So no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven. So Jesus told Nicodemus about this mystery. So Nicodemus could not understand.
他虽然知道耶稣基督啊，看耶稣基督所行的神迹。
So he know that God, Jesus was sent from the Heavenly Father into this world because he saw so many of miracles of Jesus.
那么主耶稣向他讲这个重生的问题,
But when Jesus talked to him about the issue on reborn,
这是属灵的,
that is of spirit.
尼哥底母听不懂。
Nicodemus could not understand. So Jesus go on to explain on it.
那么到这个13节的时候就告诉他。
So on verse 13 he said,
人子就是耶稣基督。
He was referring to Son of Man, which is
成为肉身来的耶稣基督。
That he was the one who came to this world in flesh.
那么他现在肉身是在地上。
So while he's in the flesh, he's in this world.
是堂堂正正的,完完全全的一个人,
he is a perfect person in this world.
可是呢,这个人,虽然在地上,
but even though he was in this world, he is also in the heaven.
所以耶稣基督啊，就像这个梯子一样。
And Jesus is just like the stairway.
立在地上，顶着天。
It was set on the earth and placed against the heaven.
所以今天的天梯啊，我们所看见的就是耶稣基督了。
So today when we see the stairway, it was referring to Jesus.
看到提摩太前书第二章。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
梯子上面顶着就是神。
So the ladder was again placed on God.
神就在梯子上面。
So God was above the ladder.
我们看第二章的第四节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
提摩太前书二章四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
说他愿意万人得救，我明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
So no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer.
这个就像雅各所看见的。
So this what what Jacob has said.
就是神愿意万人明白的真道。
God wanted all people to understand.
因为神愿意万人得救。
Because God wanted all people to be saved.
他愿意人人都明白这个真理。
Because he wanted all people to understand this truth.
就是明白像雅各所看见的。
And to understand what Jacob has saw.
只有一位神在天上。
Only one God was in heaven.
人在地上。
Only human on the earth.
神跟人中间有一个梯子连接。
So between God and man, there is a ladder connecting.
这是雅各看见的。
So that was seen by Jacob.
这也是今天主耶稣神借着耶稣基督向我们世人显明的。
So there was only also a revelation to all of us today.
神愿意我们明白这个真道。
So God wanted us to understand this truth.
只有一位神。
There was only one God.
在神和我们地上人的中间只有一位中保。
So there's only one mediator between God and those people who live in this world.
就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And the stairway was referring to Jesus that came in flesh.
这是神向雅各启示的。
So there was a revelation given to Jacob.
所以雅各醒来的时候。
So when Jacob
awakened, 他说这是神的殿，也是天的门。
And he knew that this is the temple of God and also the gate to heaven.
这句话太重要了。
And this statement is important.
我们再思想一下。
So when we think about this one more time.
神的殿在哪里？
Where is the temple of God?
天的门在哪里？
Where is the gate of heaven?
如果那个时候有第二个人在雅各那个地方。
If there were a second person in his dream.
雅各一起睡觉。
So those two persons sleep at one time.
两个一起醒过来。
So they both woke up at the same time.
雅各就叫了。
So Jacob called.
哎呀，神真在这里。
So God is truly here.
这里是神的殿，是天的门啊。
And this is where the temple of God is, and also the gate to heaven.
这个人会有什么反应？
So how will the person sleeping next to him feel?
说梦话，还在睡觉，还没有醒。
And you're just dreaming. What are you talking about?
雅各说真的啦。
And Jacob will say, well, that's true.
他会怎么说？
And what will the person next to him say?
一定有问题。
And I think you might have a problem.
今天我们的信仰会叫人叫你发狂啊。
And today, when we're referring to our faith, we will treat people like that as crazy.
当你一直很坚持这个信仰的时候，人家说你发狂啊。
When you insist or persist on your own faith, people will regard you as crazy.
开始人家说你在做梦啊。
And at first, people will say, oh no, you're just dreaming.
当你很清楚、很坚持你的信仰的时候，人家说你发狂了。
If you clearly and clearly understand the truth and persist on it, people said you're insane.
保罗就是这样啊。
And Paul was like that.
他开始做梦啊。
Paul had a dream too.
哎，神光一照，他跑下去了。
When the light of God shed on him, he fell.
在异象里头，他听到神的声音，别人都没听到。
In a vision, he heard the voice, but the people around him didn't hear it.
但是他听得很清楚。
But he heard it clearly.
耶稣基督向他说话。
And Jesus told him.
所以他明白了。
So he understood.
他为他所明白的耶稣基督啊，认识的耶稣基督啊，拼命。
So he strived he then strived for the Jesus Christ.
把万事看成粪土,
so he regard all things of the world as dust. He strive for God.
保罗癫狂啊,
and people said Paul must be insane.
也很清楚啊,
and he clearly understands. And it is likened to our faith today.
所以很多人放弃了他的一切，要来为主耶稣来传福音。
Many people has given up their own possessions and come to follow Jesus.
那一些不明白的，视周围的人都会说你发狂了。
And all those people who could not understand, or those people around him, will say he's insane.
但是雅各他有没有发狂，他很清楚嘛。
But Jacob knows better that he's not insane.
因为他说神真在这里，真的真在这里，一点都不含糊的。
Because he truly knows that God is right here.
所以他才惧怕说啊，不是随随便便讲的。
So he was not afraid. It was not a statement made out of
这里是神的殿，也是天的门。
Out of no sense, and this is the heavenly gate, and also the temple of God.
今天我们对我们的信仰是这么清楚。
So today, the revelation of God is to us, given to us so clearly.
真耶稣教会,
and our true Jesus.
神正在这里,
God is truly here with us.
不要含糊, 很真实的,
we have to be clear about this.
所以这里是神的殿，也是天的门。
And this is where the temple of God is, and also the heavenly gate. No other people could see. No other people could hear.
但是我们听见了,
but we hear it, and we saw it.
我们很清楚,
we clearly understand. Just like Jacob.
如果在别人的话, 他说,一个野地嘛,什么都没有,
If anyone else other than Jacob saw it, could have treated it as a wilderness.
但是雅各说,这里是神的殿,
but only Jacob regarded this place as the temple of God and heaven, gate to heaven.
我看约翰福音第一章,
please turn to John chapter 1,
51节,
verse 51.
一章51节,
chapter 1, verse 51.
这里主耶稣啊,又对门徒说啊,
so here Jesus said to his disciples,
说我实实在在告诉你们, 你们要这样看见天开了, 人, 神的使者上去下来, 在人子身上。
Jesus said, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open, and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
诶, 这个是雅各看见的啊。
So isn't this what Jacob has seen?
神的使者在梯子上去下来啊。
So the angels of God ascending and descending on the stairway.
所以雅各睡醒说,哎,
so Jacob said, oh, this is the temple of God.
我们看第二章,
let's go on to chapter 2,
19节,
verse 19.
耶稣回答说,你们摧毁这殿,我三日内要重建起来。
Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
那犹太人被说,这个殿是46年才造成的,你三日内就要再建立起来吗?
So the Jews replied, it has taken 46 years to rebuild this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?
耶稣说,这话是以他的身体为殿说的了。But
the temple he has spoken of was his body.
主耶稣来的时候,很清楚地把这个真理显明出来。So
Jesus has clearly spell out the truth when he was in on this world.
耶稣基督就是这个天地,
and Jesus Christ is the stairway.
他的身体就是神的殿,
and his body is the body of God.
也是天的门,
and also the gate of heaven.
神的殿从天上降到地上来,
so the temple of God has descended to the earth.
耶稣基督是从天上降生到地上来,
and Jesus Christ was also born to this world.
但是他顶着天,
and when he was in heaven, he is the heaven.
天的门,
and that was the gate of heaven.
在地上是神的殿,
and while he was in on this earth, it's
神的殿就是,
the temple of God.
神的殿就是神要与人, 交通的地方, 见面的地方,
the temple of God is a place for communication between God and man.
对, 神的殿称为万民祷告的殿,
and the temple of God is also regarded as the place for prayers by
神,
all people.
神到地上来要人与他会面,
and God is to come to this world to meet with all people.
但是呢, 这个是暂时的,
but all these are temporary.
神愿意人到天上去跟他永远同住。
And God wanted all people to dwell with Him in heaven.
那就是天的门了。
And that requires a gate of heaven.
所以神的殿也就是天的门。
So the temple of God is also the gate of heaven.
今天这个殿在哪里？
And where is that temple of God?
也就是耶稣基督的身体在哪里？
That is where the body of Christ is.
看以弗所书。
So please turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
以弗所书第一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
二十三节，这个教会是他的身体，是他充满万有者所充满的。
Which is the body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way.
基督的身体。
The body of Christ.
神的殿。
The temple of God.
天的门。
The heavenly gate.
就是教会。
All these are referring to the church.
什么教会？
So what church?
圣灵充满的教会。
A church that is filled with Holy Spirit.
因为神的灵在这里。
Because the Spirit of God is here.
神的灵在哪里？
Where's the Spirit of God?
在基督的身体里面。
That is within the body of Christ. 所
以被圣灵充满的教会。
So a church that is filled with Holy Spirit.
就是基督的身体。
That is the body of Christ.
这个就是神的殿。
Also the temple of God.
也是天的门。
And also a gate to heaven.
就是电梯啊。
That is also the stairway.
这个是雅各所明白的真理。
And that is the truth that was understood by Jacob.
然后他才能够起来建立他信仰的根基。
That was only then he began to establish his faith.
如果一个人还没有明白这个真理，
If one still haven't come to know about this
truth, 他要建立根基啊，这个根基一定是错的。
And the foundation that he built will be a wrong one.
一定是偏的。
It will be a biased one.
这个是不稳固的。
That will not be a rooted one.
所以我们一定要真正明白神的真理。
Therefore, we must truly understand the truth of God.
然后开始建立我们信仰的根基。
And then to begin establishing our foundation of
faith. 这样这个根基啊，才会永远坚定不移。
So that our foundation will be always firm.
好，那我们早上啊，先学习到这里。
So we'd like to share with all this until this point.